SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
We have with us Tarang Chawla, and we're going to talk about the reporting of family violence, because it's one thing to report, and it's commendable that media is taking more and more notice of family violence issues when they do occur in the community. But the how of the way things are reported is what we want to talk about. So Tarang, welcome to SBS Punjabi.
Thank you for having me, Manpreet ji.
Now, you've been involved in the Victorian media reporting guidelines. You're trying to help promote ethical reporting of family violence. Before we touch on Preeti Reddy's case, which is a very recent one for our community, let me quickly revisit the terrible tragedy that occurred in your family and the murder, the inexplicable murder of your sister. How did you think the reporting was back then?
So, my sister Nikita was murdered in January 2015, aged 23. And so much of the reporting in 2015 focused on the cultural ethnicity of my sister, the cultural ethnicity of the killer, who was also a man of Punjabi origin from India. And so much of it focused on these aspects, which had very little to do with the fact that ultimately the murder was the decision by one man to take the life of a female partner. And when the media reports, particularly around family violence and domestic violence in the Punjabi community or in the broader Indian community or in any communities outside of the mainstream, and they talk about culture and ethnicity, what they're not doing is actually talking about the fact that it's a man taking the life of a woman that was close to him. And that's the ultimate betrayal and breach of trust. And that's what the media reporting should be focusing on.
So do you think that journalists are trying to make sense of a murder that's happened in another community and trying to give it another meaning rather than what it is?
Absolutely. I think sometimes they're trying to make sense of the murder for themselves, particularly given how frequently it occurs. So we know that the statistics are that one woman a week is being killed in Australia by a current or former partner. So that's a boyfriend, a husband, either current or former, is taking the life of a woman close to him, one a week. But we've had 14 women murdered so far this year alone. So we've actually having one woman killed almost every 6 days. So this is clearly a national tragedy and a national crisis. And so what a lot of journalists, I think, are trying to do is look for reasons. But we know that gender inequality is one of the drivers of violence against women. So we know that the attitudes that some men have towards women, where they don't view women as equal to them, actually leads to serious forms of violence against women. So we need to address that. And journalistic reporting that focuses on that, I think, does a better job of actually getting to the truth of the matter rather than looking at whether the perpetrator was someone from India or Africa or anywhere else other than the mainstream Australian community.
Sure. Now, how much have things changed since 2015? Because this year we saw the terrible tragedy of Dr. Preeti Reddy in New South Wales, and she was murdered by her ex-boyfriend. Have you seen much change?
Absolutely. There's been so much change in terms of our public understanding, especially within Australia's Punjabi community, around what is family violence. So whether violence doesn't necessarily have to be physical violence, it can include economic abuse, you know, controlling bank accounts so that the wife has no access to money in order to pay for the children's childcare or in order to pay for groceries. So it's that sort of violence which occurs in some relationships. There's a greater understanding within the community, but I think that journalists can do a lot better collectively. And I'll give you an example of that. When we saw Dr. Preeti Reddy's tragic murder just a few weeks back in New South Wales, what we saw in the media was the title Suitcase Murder. And I remember reading that and feeling so outraged and so shocked and saddened. And I felt the same way I felt when my sister Nikki's murder was being reported. I thought of the family, Preeti's family, that are now, nestled with this lifetime of a void in their life, of someone that they love dearly, that they will no longer get to spend time with, and someone whose future has been taken away from them. And to have her death reduced to a suitcase murder, as it was termed in the media, is so dehumanizing. Mm-hmm. The worst thing possible has already happened to her, and yet, instead of using her name, Dr. Preeti Reddy, they're calling it a suitcase murder. And one of the messages that I wrote in SBS Australia online to all journalists at the time was that this is not the murder of a suitcase. A suitcase was not murdered, a woman was. And that woman's name is Dr. Preeti Reddy. And I think that as much as public attitudes and our understanding, both in the Punjabi Australian community and broader, has improved, journalists have a long way to go in how they report on men's violence against women.
Sure. So that is one thing, that there was possibly a sensational headline given by the commercial media. I also, and I've been seeing over the years, what does happen in the mainstream media is that culture is usually blamed when it comes to, the killing of a woman by her current or ex-partner, that it's either to do with an arranged marriage or it's to do with a joint family situation or something else to do with culture. Did you see the same thing happen again with Preeti's, like you felt with Nikita's, the reporting?
We did see that happen again. I remember reading headlines across multiple mainstream commercial media sources that quoted the friends of or acquaintances of the killer's family who'd said that he was feeling the pressure of an arranged marriage and an extended family unit that were pressuring him from back in India to get married, and these pressures were causing him a lot of undue mental health issues and stress. And that may well be true. We will, as we know, the alleged killer took his own life, so we can never get to the bottom of that. Mm. But it's very important that the media doesn't sensationalize aspects of Indian or other cultures in order to, to make a news headline or in order to try to get to the bottom of what the real story is. Mm. We know the facts are that a man took the life of Dr. Preeti Reddy, and then that man took his own life by driving headfirst into a semi-trailer. Mm. And they're the facts that need reporting. And when we start looking at other factors like extended families or arranged marriages, what we do is actually create an us and them. We look at mainstream Australian culture as us, what Australians do, and then we create a them. This is what the Punjabis do, or this is what the Indians do, or the South Indians do. And what we end up doing when we do that is we get away from the main point, which is that the attitudes that some men have towards women, where they don't see them as equal, they see them as property, these are the attitudes that lead to men committing violence. So, for example, what happened for that man was that Dr. Preeti Reddy saw no future with him. And so he decided that if there's no future for us together, then what right do you have to be with anyone? If you're not with me, then you can't be with anyone. And so he treated her like property and disposed of her as such. And one of the attitudes that we have to change, not only in our Punjabi Indian community in Australia, but across all communities, is an understanding that women are not property. And when we start looking at cultural attitudes and we start looking at cultural practices as a reason for men's violence against women, what we're actually doing is muddying the waters, and we're not getting to the bottom of what the real issue is. And unfortunately, the longer that we continue to do that, the more likely this violence will continue.
Sure. But given that we have 24-hour news cycles, everybody is trying to look for a new angle. And the other conundrum is social media. So you have these clickbait headlines that are coming through. That's the way media is playing out at this point in time. That's the only way people actually consume news when they read it. So what is your message to the people out there, to the consumers, to the news readers? What should they do? Because the fact is, you mentioned suitcase murder, but I'm sure that got a lot of clicks and people did read that story.
Absolutely. Manpreeta, you've raised a very good point there. You know that so many of us, myself included, consume media through social media, and we consume our news through social media. But remember, you know, there's always a comment section, and there's always the opportunity to write to journalists. You know, practically every journalist in Australia has their email address available to the public. And when you read a headline that says suitcase murder, or you read a headline that says arranged marriage pressure leads killer to vengeful action, and you know that that doesn't sit right with you, write to that journalist. Send them a note, a short note. It only needs to be one line to say, hey, you know what? I think that you could have written this a lot better. I think you could have been much more respectful to the family. Mm. And when it comes to journalists, they don't necessarily need to resort to those clickbait type headlines. We know that when we connect with something emotionally, that we will read it. you know. So it doesn't necessarily need to be that they sensationalize their news headlines. They actually can write about who that person was, you know. And in Dr. Preeti Reddy's case, she was flourishing in her life as a dentist. She was vibrant, she's young, she's enthusiastic. She had great family and friend network here in Australia, across many states. And so there are so many aspects to her life story that could have been reported on, and yet they chose the salacious details of the moments of the end of her life when there were 32 years that they could have written about. And so from my perspective, as the brother of a young murdered woman myself, I look at those human stories, and I demand that journalists write about those stories rather than simply sensationalizing in order to get a few more clicks.
Yeah, and very finally, I mean, you did very eloquently say that Dr. Preeti Reddy and all the women, unfortunately, who have been killed, have had meaningful lives, and a lot of their lives could have been written about in a much better way. But again, especially in the mainstream media, you tend to see that the focus shifts on the perpetrator, on the killer. And then they even go to the extent of saying, he was a good bloke. You, coming from a family who's been impacted by this such a killing, how does that sit with a family of someone who's lost a loved one to see a perpetrator described, oh, he was actually a good bloke and he just snapped?
I think the very sad thing is that for myself and many others, we become desensitized to that. We've read it so many times that killers are reported in the mainstream media as being good blokes or good husbands or good men or otherwise good men who snapped. And we all have very good men in our lives. You know, my father, I consider one of the best men, you know, that I know. And I know for a fact, as do all of the listeners of SBS Punjabi, that good men do not murder their wives, their partners, their girlfriends, their ex-girlfriends. That's not what good men do. And I think it's very important that the media does not give time to that view. You know, and I can understand that when people close to a killer or an alleged killer come to learn of that person's actions, they themselves are trying to reconcile what has happened. They are trying to make sense of the person that they know or that they knew being capable of one of the most heinous and cruel actions that any human can make. And while it's important to give them time to voice their concerns and voice their side of the story on who they thought that person was, it's very important that the media sees its responsibility in helping us understand how we look at killers. And we can't look at people who take the life of their wife or their ex-girlfriend or their ex-wife and start calling them good men, because we know that that's not what good men do. And it's very important that the media then sees it as their responsibility not to give airtime to those sorts of comments.
Sure. Very finally, so what would you say now that we're talking about these guidelines in how to be reporting cases of family violence and murder? What would you say to journalists if you could change the way they write? And what would you say to people who consume the news media?
I would say to those who consume the news media is to constantly expect better from our journalists. It's because when we expect better from our journalists, from our governments, from our elected officials, that we will then get the results that we're looking for. And one of the ways that we can do that is by writing to those journalists who write these headlines and commenting on their social media for all to see that we expect better from them. For journalists, I would encourage them to look through these guidelines, which I know you and many others have put a lot of work into over a long period of time, understand how they look at the concept of violence against women, obtain those guidelines, and then start implementing them into their day-to-day writing on this issue. And this is an issue that affects, you know, one in three Australian women across all cultures, and disproportionately affects women from certain communities, and the Punjabi community is one of them. And so there will be future news stories. That's the sad reality, that more women from our communities will die at some point this year. And when that does, unfortunately, tragically occur, I would like to see the media stepping up and reporting far better than they have been in the most recent cases of such terrible and cruel tragedy.
Tarun Chawla, I'm really grateful to you for the time that you've given us. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
SBS Radio.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.